Hello.
Today is May the 27th, 1991, and I'm in the home of Chad, Edward Taylor, and Rosie, Kentucky. And Henry Hart is also present. Okay, I'm going to explain these donor forms.
Okay.
First one is the oral history donor form, and that's the one that I wrote by myself. And that's to do an in-depth study of this area. And once you sign this, it states that you've given me permission to interview you, and that unless you put a restriction on it, anybody can listen to this tape and use the material. The second one is for when we do the filming over there at night,
yeah.
Ranchers, and that's for the IBMA documentary. And what that will do is saying that you are allowing IBMA and KET to film you, and that the film will belong to them. Whatever they do with it, it'll be their property. So we don't need to misunderstand. The main difference is, with mine, anybody can use the material.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing it as a community service.
Not a whole lot, because
do you know anything at all?
I know my grandfather, he was born in Texas, and he came back. My great grandfather, he drowned trying to save a man coming back from the oil field, and he was four, and he was coming back on the train and had his fifth birthday on the train coming home from Texas to bury his father.
Now, was that on your mother's side?
That's on my father's side.
But you don't know whether they're Irish, English, Indian?
French on my father's side.
And what about your mom's side?
Dutch. Fairly sure of that.
How many people are in your family?
Five.
What are the names?
My father's name is Hugh Michael Taylor.
Okay.
My mother's name is Paula Faye Taylor.
What's her maiden name?
Martin.
Paula Faye?
Yes. My eldest sister's name is Kimberly Michelle.
Kimberly?
Yes. And the middle one is Michaela Dawn Taylor.
Michaela?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Oh, man.
I'll just do the best I can.
Like Michael, but it's got an A in there somewhere.
Michaela Taylor.
Yes. Yes, I am.
How did you get started going over to record production,
playing
music?
Well, I've always liked all kinds of music. My father sung in the gospel group, and since when I was little, and we've always listened to basically all types of music, and I've lived here in Rosine all my life, you know, going over to the festivals and stuff, and I decided I wanted to learn how to play mandolin, and I just started going up there recently. So
in your family, you've always been exposed to music?
Yes.
So although you were born in Owensboro, did you live here after you were born?
Yes, I've lived here all my life.
What kind of, see, your dad is a Methodist?
Yes. Yes.
So as a little child, you've been around all your life?
Yes.
What part of it is the most intriguing to you?
I'd say the bluegrass, because it sounds and is more complicated to pick and play than any other music, I think, than just going out and playing rock and roll, because three chords mainly all they use. It's just my background and stuff from living in Rosine and hearing it all my life.
How is bluegrass more complicated?
You have to pick it more, and when it comes to your break in a song, if you don't know how to pick, everyone's gonna know it, and you can't afford to mess up.
Oh, do you play any other instruments?
I play drums a little bit. I started in seventh grade in the band playing drums, and was in band until my freshman year. I decided to take electricity instead of band.
Are you glad you did that now?
Yes. Because recently, in May, I went to the VICA State Conference in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, and I won second place in a job skills demonstration on a fatal current. And you can put that, it looks excellent on job applications, and if they'll pick you over someone that hasn't done it because you know more of what you're talking about. Makes you a better speaker.
Are you looking to electricity as a job opportunity?
Yes.
Rather than bluegrass being your job opportunity?
Yes. Hobby. Bluegrass.
Okay. Now, how long have you been going over to the grocery supply?
About 3 months.
Did you already have your instruments when you started?
Yeah. Got it for a birthday gift this year, my 17th birthday. I went over to Owensboro and I bought it.
Where did you buy it over there?
No, I don't remember the name of the store.
But you did buy mandolin?
Yes.
What is it about the mandolin that caused you to want to play it?
It has the unique sound of it and the way it's made, and you can get several different types. Like, you can get a teardrop, which I got, and an F scroll. The F scroll on it is one like Bill Monroe plays, and then the Tater Bug, which is a tenor mandolin.
Oh, tell about Tater Bug on the tape. You told me that earlier today.
Tater Bug mandolin is sort of, it's a small mandolin, it's domed. On the back looks similar to a potato bug, that's why they call it, and they're very rare to find. They date back into the early 1800s.
You say someone had one that you knew?
Yeah, my father knows a man that he works with, and he owns six of them. I ain't for sure on that. Dad just said he had six of them put up.
Okay, so now you're over at Rosine and you're starting to play. How do you feel when you're over there with these guys who've been playing so long?
I feel really at home with them because I know all of them. Know most, knew most of them all my life and worked with a couple of them farming and stuff. They all help you out. They don't care if you know or don't know. They just good old people.
They seem to be real helpful, and they don't make any negative comments.
No.
How long do you think, are you beginning to get a hold on it now?
Yes, somewhat to an extent. Learning, little by little, but it take a while before I get fairly good.
Can you read music?
I can read percussion music, bass clef, and rhythm, but no, I was never taught notes when I was in band because percussion, you don't use them unless you play the bells or pitch pipes. Playing by ear and watching the other people.
Do all those guys play by ear?
Most of them.
Tell me what you know about those guys. Any little
thing. I don't all know they're good Christian people. They go to church regularly and hardworking people.
Are they all family then?
Yeah. No.
What kind of work does your dad do?
Works for the Department of Human Resources, placement of foster children, and stuff like that.
Does your mother work outside the home?
No, she's housewife.
Does your dad work out of work?
No, he works in Butler County at Morgantown, and he's supervisor in that county, and he's the supervisor of Edmondson County of Human Resources Department.
You covered a lot of territory.
Yes.
And you said he was musical?
Yeah, he sings. He can't play any instruments, but he has a fairly nice voice. He was in the choir in college, and he sings at church sometimes. Solos and stuff because everyone thinks he's a good singer.
Does he usually have an accompaniment?
Our church piano player.
When he was with the gospel quartet?
Yeah.
Do they ever still get together and sing?
No, the group broke up not too long ago. They had a group for a pretty good while. Dad was in it 6 years, and they'd had it before, and they had it, I guess, about 5 years after Dad was out of it, and stuff was coming up, people getting ill, and they just decided to quit.
Do you think with your music you're going to gospel, or will you just, what direction are you thinking about going?
Bluegrass, gospel, and country. It's the three that I like the best.
You gonna stay with the mandolin, or are you gonna branch out?
Probably stay with the mandolin, because I like it the best besides the banjo. I like banjo too. No. Chris Geary?
Could have been.
Young fella Beard. Yeah, he won the Kentucky State Banjo Picking Contest 1 year.
Plays over here?
Yeah, sometimes he comes up and plays.
How long have you known about Rangers playing?
Ever since they started playing up there. About a year ago or so, they haven't had the store up there too awful long, and they found out people pick around here and they know quite a bit of them from their church and stuff, and they just got to going up there, and whoever plays and wants to go up there can go up there and pick with them.
But everybody ran through those tests?
Yes.